This is Steve Kraske. This year marks the 20th anniversary of KCUR's Up to Date. 20 years is a long time to host and produce a daily talk show, and our team couldn't do it without KCUR's strong listener support. As a nonprofit news station, KCUR relies on individual donations to make this show. I hope you'll join me in celebrating 20 years of Up to Date by donating today at kcur.org/support. This is Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. I'm Steve Kraske. Kansas City's historic Elmwood Cemetery is about to turn 150. The cemetery sits on 43 acres in Kansas City's historic Northeast neighborhood at 4900 East Truman Road. Among the notable Kansas Cityans buried there are Mattie Rhodes, Jacob Rieger, Mary Atkins, Jacob Luce, and William Davis, the city's first black police officer. The Elmwood Cemetery Society is celebrating that 150 years in just a few weeks, and here to talk about Elmwood are Simon Abrams. He's president of the Elmwood Cemetery Society. Simon, good morning. Nice to have you here.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you.
Allison Paddock is a board member. Allison, good to have you.
It's nice Welcome. To be here. Yeah. Thank you.
So, Allison, Elmwood Cemetery is quite a place. Describe it for us.
It is an idyllic 43 acres
yes,
in the center of the city.
Mm-hmm.
It was founded in 1872, and
wow.
it was redesigned in 1897 after it had been in business for about 25 years, when it turned from a profit enterprise to a nonprofit enterprise.
So it's a private cemetery?
It is a private cemetery, but we are nonprofit.
Okay.
And,
an interesting combination.
Yeah. And so we are held by the nonprofit, by the society.
Mm-hmm.
George Kessler actually did the redesign. As you know, George Kessler designed the whole City Beautiful movement in Kansas City.
The boulevards.
Right, all the boulevards and all that. So it is a beautiful place. We have trees that are 150 years old. The buildings are date back to the turn of the century, most notably the Armor Chapel, which was dedicated by Mrs. Kirkland B. Armor in memory of her husband.
And it really is the final resting place for so many prominent Kansas Cityans who put this town on the map.
Name a street.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
I mean, we've
good
got
point.
Gregory, Meyer, Holmes, Winner, Armor.
Wow.
We've got buildings, Kersey Coates from the Coates House. We have Jacob Luce from Luce Park, obviously. And we've got retailers, Helzberg, Adler's. Wolf from Wolf Brothers. They're all those forebears are buried there.
Yeah.
So
Simon, why did you decide to make Elmwood Cemetery a priority in your life? What drew you to this cause?
You know, I think the big thing, as my friend Andrew Kaplan points out, Elmwood has a certain magic, Steve, and hard to describe magnetism that can get into one's soul. And, you know, I love history, and there's just a sense of serenity and peace there. And honestly, it's about stewardship as well. I think we have an obligation to protect this iconic 150-year-old institution that really represents the history of Kansas City when our region began and was settled in the mid-19th century.
And who we are today, right? Mm-hmm. Allison, how about you? Why did you get involved?
It's too long a story to tell you, but it has to do. It's rooted in genealogy. I've got many family members there.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad is interred there, and he used to be a KCUR DJ.
So, oh, is that right?
Yeah, he had a show called Ballads, Bards, and Bagpipes back in the 80s.
No kidding.
So dad's there. I found his resting site through genealogy because I found he had a great aunt there. And my husband has many, many relatives there. So there's definitely the family pull for me.
There's a tie, yeah. Well, let's talk about some of the people who are buried there, Allison, and that I mentioned on top of the show.
Mm-hmm.
What about Mattie Rhodes?
Mattie Rhodes was 19 years old. She was in a society called the Little Gleaners. It was a little church group, and they worked with underprivileged children and that sort of thing. And it's unclear as to where she got her money, but when she died at the age of 19 from, I believe it was typhoid, don't quote me on that, but I think it was typhoid, she left $500 to establish the Little Gleaners, and that continued to be in existence, and it is now known as the Mattie Rhodes Center.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
How about Jacob Rieger?
Simon can probably refer to Jacob Rieger probably more than I could, but he started as a distillery. He had a distillery.
I think distillery. So,
yes,
yeah.
And then it, of course, Prohibition hit, and they had to close up shop. So they went into the banking business, and from what I understand, his great-grandson, I think Andrew is something like that.
Andy Rieger is a friend and neighbor of mine, and he's right. certainly taken a renewed interest in Elmwood also, which is just one example of leaders in the city who feel connected with Elmwood.
Do you see a lot of that in town? Yeah. How about Mary Atkins?
Mary Atkins was a sort of a spinster school teacher who married late in life after the age of 40. And it was Mary McAfee, as was her name. She married Mr. Atkins. And he only lived for about 4 years after their marriage, but he was a fairly well-to-do businessman and left her with a lot of money. And she managed to grow that money, became very interested in art, and she lived a very quiet, low-key life, but traveled extensively and collected art. And then when she passed away, she left a very large legacy to co-establish the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art.
And what a legacy that is. Yeah. Two more names I wanted to ask about. Jacob Luce, whose name is on the city's most beautiful park.
Jacob Luce and his wife Ella Luce are both buried in the mausoleum at Elmwood. It's very prominently located as you first come in the gates.
I've seen it, yeah.
Of course, Jacob Luce operated the Sunshine Biscuit Company, Luce Wiles Biscuit Company. And it was called Sunshine. This is interesting because that was his nickname for his wife. He called Ella his Sunshine. So they are buried there. And, of course, after he passed away, she bought the land that is now Luce Park and dedicated to the city in his memory.
How about William Davis, the city's first black police officer?
William Davis and his wife are also interred in Elmwood. We don't know a ton about William Davis. I do have one of our reenactors is going to be portraying his wife at this celebration. But he was the first African-American police officer. Of course, he was not allowed to arrest anybody who was white.
Yeah. Simon?
Yeah, just an important point, Steve. What's really important to know about Elmwood is that for the entire 150 years of its existence, Elmwood has accepted interments of all citizens, regardless of social standing, religion, or ethnic background, including William Davis, who you just mentioned. And I think this is an exemplary legacy and is really unique among cemeteries that were started immediately after the Civil War.
No kidding. Yeah.
There is no special section for people of color.
Interesting.
It's all inclusive.
Are people still being buried there, Simon?
Yes, there are limited burial. There's limited burial availability, which does help with income and help sustain us. But it is very limited. There are 33,000 individuals interred at Elmwood. There are some selected spots, not many.
I was going to say, how many sites are still available?
Good question.
Approximately 500.
Oh, really?
Over the 43 acres.
Yeah.
But
we're
looking at that carefully, and we're identifying locations for future interments.
And you guys mentioned the celebration coming up. This is taking place at 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock on Saturday, October 1st. This is the 150th celebration picnic, Simon. What's going to happen there?
Yes. And, Steve, it's from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., if I could mention
11
that.
11 a.m. to 3, okay.
But if anyone's not familiar with Elmwood and is interested in learning more, the October 1st sesquicentennial event is a perfect opportunity to really discover this Kansas City treasure and provide an education to family members. What you'll find is an outdoor history museum, a beautiful park, terrific architecture, and a memorial to the pioneer settlers and builders of this region. So again, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., 4900 East Truman Road. We have musical performances where we're privileged to have Calvin Arsenia there, as well as UMKC Conservatory trumpeter Joe Parisi.
Wow.
And Jan Baroque.
Yeah. Well, how do you feel about this idea? Some folks sort of wonder about wandering around a cemetery, the appropriateness of that kind of thing. Simon, what would you say to them?
Well, that was the history of cemeteries back in the day, Steve, where people came for picnics and strolls. There were pictures of Elmwood 100 years ago with all these model T cars lined up and women with fancy attire and hats and umbrellas. So we want to bring that back. And I was going to say, Elmwood is one of only a handful of these steeped in history legacy cemeteries in the United States. So we need to recognize this and work together to safeguard Elmwood for future generations. And we encourage people to use the cemetery. There's the KC Crew 5K run on October 29th, which we love. The Northeast High School cross country team works out in the fall in the cemetery.
No kidding.
We want the cemetery to be vibrant and alive. And I think that's the goal of these legacy garden cemeteries.
Allison, who was the first person buried at Elmwood?
She was
There's a story there, right?
She was 6 month old, little Sally Ayers. She died of what we refer to as summer complaint, which was a very common thing with babies. They would get dehydrated in the summer. It was so hot, no air conditioning, that kind of thing. And so she died of summer complaint. She was only 6 months old.
I love that expression. I mean, it's a terrible thing, but summer complaint, what an interesting way to put it. Yeah. What is the role of the cemetery society, Simon?
Our role is to really protect Elmwood for its next 150 years.
Mm-hmm. So we can simple.
So we can have a tricentennial. And we do that by carrying out a future vision of striving to model ourselves after other notable garden cemeteries, be a community resource and oasis for finding peace and serenity, be an urban park city, even a place for recreation, promote ourselves as a living history museum, be an events venue, especially with this Kansas City treasure, the Armor Chapel. And this is a little more aspirational, but be a location for urban gardening, fresh produce, and really working against food deserts. And we've been in touch with organizations in the city about doing that as well.
I think we have a responsibility to be caretakers for this cemetery. It's so much of Kansas City history. And if we don't take care of it, it will, you know, it would fall into disrepair. It would crumble. And these people are too important to Kansas City's history to let them crumble.
I was going to say, we're talking about how old Elmwood is, Allison. What kind of shape is the cemetery in? What kind of shape are the grounds in? What kind of challenges do you guys face as a society?
Well, challenges that we face are a lot of times put onto us by cars that hit our fence.
Really?
Yeah. We've had a car hit our fence recently. A couple of years ago, we had a car hit the wall, which was actually back where my dad's buried. We got that fixed. We had to do a fundraising campaign for that. Those are challenges. You know, gravestones are old. They have to be cleaned. They have to be reset. You know, things just happen as they age, but you have to take care of those things so that they don't, you know, fall into disrepair.
What kind of shape are the buildings in, even some of the burial sites themselves?
Well, some of them have fallen victim to vandalism, which is unfortunate. A lot of them are made of iron. You know, the gates are of iron, and those are very attractive to people who, you know, have no scruples and want to use them for scrap.
Yeah.
They come in and, you know, unfortunately help themselves. So again, we try to, you know, get those things repaired. You know, we have certain repairs that need to be made. We've, you know, little plumbing projects here and there and that sort of thing.
So. Simon, if I understand right, you're trying to raise a little bit of money at this point to do some repair work at the Elmwood Cemetery. What are you trying to do?
That's correct, Steve. Part of the 150th event involves a fundraiser that's a challenge grant from the Armor family to help with ongoing upgrades to the 1902 Armor Chapel. So that's a big part of it, too. But other than that, with a 43-acre, 150-year-old set of grounds, there's constant tree work, maintenance, and everything like that. So that just goes on forever. That's going to continue.
Yeah.
But back to your original question, overall, the cemetery, I would say, is in really strong condition considering its age.
How often do you walk over there, Allison? You're a board member. How often do you get there?
I'm over there 3 or 4 times a week, yeah.
Okay. Well, I appreciate all this information about the Elmwood Cemetery, the 150th celebration picnic taking place from 11 to 3 on Saturday, October 1st. Again, the cemetery at 4900 East Truman Road. I want to thank our guests here, Simon Abrams, president of the Elmwood Cemetery Society, and Allison Paddock is a board member. Thank you both very much and good luck on the 1st.
Thank you so much,
okay,
Steve.
You bet. Up to Date is a production of KCUR 89.3. Our theme music was composed by the great Bobby Watson. The program is produced by Danny Alexander, Zach Wilson, Elizabeth Ruiz, and Reginald David. Our engineer is Paul Nakatura. I'm Steve Kraske. Thanks for listening.